When did the shipbuilding stop?
The last ship made and built in that shipyard at Canning, where I was just born, was built in the year I was born, and it was launched in 1918 or 19. That's the one that you've got a picture of, and I have. And
your dad worked on that.
Yeah, he worked on that. He used to tell us that he built that, but he didn't. I know now that he worked on it, but he didn't build it.
Build it entirely.
He and his brother Hal, sort of built it. But my grandfather was the one who knew how to build ships, and he told them everything what to do all the way through. I think he more or less built it. But they were sort of foreman or high-ranking foreman on the shipyard.
Yeah. And they were all sort of Bigelow boys.
There were 8 Bigelow boys in my grandfather's family. Right. My father was, I can remember them now, I didn't know that before, but there was Owen and Emerson and Joe and Scott, my father, and then Hal and Mitch and Arnie and Earl. The one girl, Minnie, was older than Owen. She was born the year that my grandparents were married, was 1862. They were married, and in that very year, Minnie was born. And Minnie had about, what was it?
Eight or nine.
In my grandparents' family, there was one girl that had died young, but all the rest had survived no infant mortality. And in Minnie's family, I think there was one that had died young, but there were good survivors.
For those days.
Mm. Yeah. Minnie has this long list of kids.
We met several of Minnie's children. Minnie died after World War II.
Oh,
she was a great survivor because she knew Rhoda. She used to hold Rhoda's children. Yeah,
that's right. That house we were in that Rhoda now lives in was 1925. That was built, and Minnie used to be
lived there, and she lived till after World War II. She really lived on into your era.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather, the one who built the ship, he died in 1931.
Yes.
And his wife Hannah died in 1925.
Mm.
They were both. She was 83, I think, and he was 89 when they died.
Mm-hmm. And Minnie's daughter Annie was alive in Wooper when we left.
And the last letter I've had from Rhoda.
She's still alive. She's 100.
She's completely. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know anybody or anything. And Rhoda, her daughter, comes and sees her every day.
She does know Rhoda sometimes.
She does, sort of, but she's pretty vague. But she's 100.
She's still alive, and she's the one that in 1929 there was the level crossing accident. And she lost her father, her husband, 2 of her children, and her sister, all in one accident.
No wonder she probably doesn't want them.
Well, she lived on to lead a terrifically active life until she was over 90, and then she went into a home. And Rhoda, of course, was 8 at the time of the accident, and for Rhoda it was losing her father, grandfather, aunt, and her brother and sister, all at one fell swoop.
And what was the level, I mean, I know it was a level crossing accident, was it dry?
No, it was a car. It was 1929,
car,
and Rhoda's father
stuck
was
on the line?
Well, no, nobody knows, but Rhoda's father was driving the car. All Rhoda knows is that they were late, because she was sent over, and the grandparents were living next door, and Rhoda said that she was sent over by her grandfather to see if her grandma, that was Minnie, Bob's Aunt Minnie, wanted to go on this drive. And Minnie was still having her breakfast, and Rhoda said that the sun was shining on a very special shaped jar of marmalade. And Rhoda said she just couldn't tear herself away from looking at the sun shining on the marmalade. And her grandma said, well, you'd better go back and tell them. And when she got back, her grandfather said, what took you so long, girl? And she said, oh, she was very hurt at the way her grandfather spoke to her. And her mother said, well, her mother had got a two-week-old baby. That's why she wasn't on this ride. And she told Rhoda to come back in the house. Rhoda was eight. And off went her father and grandfather and her aunt and her brother of nine and her sister of ten. And that was the last anybody saw them alive.
And that killed the driver of the train?
Yeah,
everybody. Nobody.
The train. I don't know what happened.
The train hit them. I've heard.
What happened to the driver of the train?
Probably killed.
The train.
I just wondered why they didn't know what happened. I mean, if the car was suddenly on the line, came in front of the train.
The driver of the train would have known. But I think Lotus does feel
if she hadn't admired that glass of marmalade, jar of marmalade,
they might,
that
but that's the bit. I don't know. She shouldn't feel too guilty about that. But the rumor was that I heard. I remember at the time when it happened. I remember them talking about it. Back in the States where I was living in, and the car was going along the side of the train and trying to get across crossing before the train because they were late.
Oh, God.
And I think he was racing it and something happened and he didn't make it across the crossing. But that's all the driver of the train would have seen. There was this car coming up and I think it was parallel to the tracks and then they started to try and cross and didn't make it, which was pretty bad.
And it would have been very awful if he left with a two-week-old baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and then...
And all the family rallied.
Well, then what happened was... he hadn't got any social security. No, that's right. Well, the widow, Minnie, moved in with her widow daughter, Annie, and the husband of the Ruby, the aunt that was killed, she was only 25. She was one of the younger ones of Minnie's children. Her husband moved in. There were the three bereaved relatives in the same house with just Rhoda and Marilyn, the baby who we visited.
We were there in that house. It's right in the house. Big, beautiful house. Now it's occupied by this Alex Colville, this great Canadian painter who's known across Canada, but they doesn't seem to be known very well in other places.
Oh, I think he is, apparently. He has got an overseas.
And he's painted Rhoda in the nude and the bath, and she's a very... Why not? You put it on canvas. I mean, it's interesting, I think. And but she's a very rather straight, not straight-laced, and not, but a bit, not the kind of a person you'd think would want to model for someone like that in the news.
She was born 1921.
And she was,
a wee bit younger than me.
Yeah. Anyway, she didn't go for this too much, but she modeled for these things. And then he would give lectures on these paintings, and they would be either the paintings or slides of them be on a big screen, and there'd be an audience, and he'd be talking. And there'd be this nude thing of Rhoda. One of them was she standing on her head, wasn't it, Maureen? And he'd be like... And one of our, was it Clara or one of my cousins had said he, at this lecture, she heard that there was a little pause, a little silence, and in the background you could hear very distinctly Rhoda saying, I'm never in my kitchen in the nude. This was daughter in the kitchen. Isn't that right,
yes.
Maureen? So she wanted to make that clear to everybody that this was not
she's
what she normally
very
does. She's very nice. She's a very nice person, I think. But he's a bit strange. Anybody would want to do that. But, I think he didn't need to do it to try and sell his work or anything, because he was very well known. But he did that anyway. Anyhow.
Well, he's got paintings of them all the way through. When the children were young, Rhoda hanging clothes on the line, Rhoda with little children. He mainly uses Rhoda ads all the way through. Unlike Augustus John, who had all his mistresses.
Yeah. I don't think Alex is any, there was no sign that Alex was doing it was like that, you know. But